the admonition that David gives in two places. He says, seek the Lord. Seek His strength. Seek His face evermore. In one place it says evermore. In the other place it says continually. Seek the Lord. We have that opportunity. That's why people come to camp, to seek the Lord. Oh, let me seek Thee and let me find. Is that the cry of your heart? Lord, let me seek Thee and let me find. As we seek for Him with our whole heart, we will be found of Him. Kenny Friedman has three children now, but he said he used to play hide and seek with them. It's not that he wanted to remain hidden. He wanted them to find him, so sometimes he jumped out. The Lord wants us to find Him. To find Him. His life eternal. Jesus, help us. Put that seeking spirit in us. I don't know whether we have that naturally, to seek the things of God. But the Lord will do that if we just are inclined a little bit. He'll help us. Seek the Lord. We have to give ourselves to this thing. And again, I say, that's why you come to camp, don't you? Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus. He's so desirous that we find Him, really find Him, and then find His will for our lives. I guess you understand that God has a plan for your life. There is a will of God. And it's so with all these boys that are here on the ground. There is a will of God. We've seen it. We've seen it. People have come here, and the Lord has shown them. They sought Him, shown them His will. And today they're serving Him. I recall how that in Tortola, I've forgotten her name, the one that went down to Tortola with Janet Grothman.
Vida.
No, the older lady.
Oh, Clara Lewis.
Yeah, Clara Lewis. Clara Lewis was a missionary in Liberia, and somehow I think it was closed to them, and so they had to come home, and she had that missionary spirit in her, and so she took Janet Grothman with her to Tortola. And there they served. It was interesting. We were down there and saw these many children. They brought them to their home. They had to clear everything out. And then they had these, I don't know how many, a great multitude of children. And they would go to sleep. And then they'd have to pick that one up and take that one out and so on. But they found it a work there in Tortola. But now you told me her name, Clara Lewis. Clara Lewis passed away. And so Janet Grothman was left alone. And that word came to camp. And so they began to pray. Provide someone, a partner, someone that could work with Janet. And you know, as Vida Grothman, Greenwood, began to pray, and the Lord said to her, what about you? What about you? And she responded to that. And God has given her a unique ministry there in Tortola. I was telling Jim today how they don't have Sunday school. They have it on Saturday because they don't want to conflict with the other churches. But they have a good rapport with the other ministers. And they invite Vita to come and preach for them. On one occasion, she was invited to speak to a group of men. Well, she had the anointing of the Lord, and so God used her in that way. But who knows what God will do if we just seek Him, and He will show us His will. I think it was Sarah, now Schneider. Is she yet here? Anyway, she was here. She had gone down to Tortola to help with the VBS. And I thought, well, she's old enough. Maybe the Lord would like for her to go to Tortola. And she didn't seem to latch onto that very well. But who knows?
Getting it now.
Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way with us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have your way with me.
Oh.
I have to begin with myself first. Ask the Lord to have His way. Sometimes I stand up here. It's only because I feel the Lord wants me to say what I'm saying. Seek the Lord and His strength and His face evermore. Now, Gerda casts some light on that. Seek His face evermore. Seek His presence. The light of His countenance. Jesus, You are here. You are present. You are present. Lord, work in me. We don't have any strength. I guess some don't even have too much natural strength. But we need spiritual strength from the Lord. Seek Him. Seek the Lord. Seek His strength. Jesus, give me strength to take my stand for You and to be what I should be in my local church. Jesus, give me strength to stand up. So, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your song? Everyone has a song, don't they?
He really was asking for a song.
In the hymn book?
Maybe the what was the number?
18.
18. Now let's sing. I've appreciated the singing from this section. Anyway, we need your voices, and the Lord is pleased with our singing if we sing out. So, 18.
Thank you.
perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. Left me this big black Bible here. I think I know who did it, but this is the Bible I was talking about. Remember that one? And great things he has done. And there's pages of names of children who gave their heart to the Lord here at camp. I could read you some names. They might be familiar to you. There's a Paul Dietrich here. There's a David Petfield. David Petfield.
I heard that.
You heard that. There's a Martin Schreck. And a John Munsinger, a Tim Munsinger. A Wendy Baumgartner. She forgot the G, though. Yeah. Timothy Schultheis. Jeffrey Hirschman. Now I'm going to leave out somebody. Emmanuel Zeitz. And then you flip the page and there's more. And
did you find your name?
Yes, there's a Philip Wildfogel right here. In perfect script.
Did he spell it right?
And then there's someone here from 2013, up to date. Someone found the Bible and put in Ashley Wildfogel. I'm trying to think who that is. Who is it now? I don't know. 2013? I hope they... Is there another Ashley? I don't know. Well, anyway. So great things. I just thank you. Whoever did this to remind me. But it's here. My name's written there, though. It's written in the book of God's kingdom. My name's written there. This was the Bible that our counselor would let us put our name in it if we gave our hearts to the Lord while we were here at camp. And that goes back to the cottage days. So over 45 years ago. So let's continue to pray as we've been encouraged tonight for those in the village. In the cottage. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Someone pray for our campers and counselors tonight. Oh, Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Lord, your desire is to save. Your desire is to draw to yourself, Lord. Come. Come, dear Lord. Come, dear Lord.
Lord Jesus, we pray that there'll be new names written down tonight.
Yes, Lord, tonight,
that
Lord
there'll
Jesus,
be those
tonight.
That'll step out and accept you as their Savior and their Lord, the way all these others have done. Oh, Jesus, let tonight be the night when
yes,
someone's name is written down by the angels.
Hallelujah.
And having accepted Jesus as their Lord, their King, their Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Oh, for your glory, for your honor, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that last verse. Great things he has taught us. Great things he has done.
And greater will.
we praise you, Lord. You are worthy all praise, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are worthy all praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. You are worthy, oh God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's also take our white books and we'll sing My Savior. Number 52.
Celebrating our 70th anniversary here at camp, and if you haven't received a bookmark or haven't taken one, they're at the door, so please take them. All right, they're for you. Take one, okay, Brother Franz? You have one. I'll take another one and take it home with you. But tonight I would like us to I've done this in the past a number of times, and I was encouraged last night because I do things at camp where you do things and you don't know how well it's received always and whether it really makes an impact. But Brother Greg, he encouraged me last night because he remembered a tape I had played a number of years ago of Uncle Hans. And so I had been thinking about doing that again. And so you confirmed that to me, and so thank you for that. And so I have a short 17-minute recording of Brother Hans Waldfogel. Now, he's on the front cover of the booklet. He's the gentleman on the top left, and he would be the one on the left in that picture. And he was the founder of this camp. If you read the history, there's a little history in here of the camp. You see that he was primarily responsible for the purchase of this property, money from his own pocket, so to speak. Had the vision, and here we are 70 years later, blessed because someone was given to God wholeheartedly, completely. And I've encouraged you at times to look up www.hanswaldfogel.com, is it? And it'll take you to a website that has a whole series of messages that are now available for us to listen to on our, whatever you use, your smartphone or whatever other device you have. And so we're going to sing a song together, and then I'll try to get the recording set up. Let's hope that the internet service is constant. We're going to pray for that. I learned the trick is just turn off your Wi-Fi. But, oh, whatever. That's the trick. But so what's the song? Noah, what's the song? What song would you like to sing? Since it could be a testimony instead of a testimony. Great, I like that. Amazing Grace, 206. Again, we'll stand as we sing, 206. just like to encourage you, as the tape plays, maybe you want to jot down something that speaks to you, or try to remember something that blesses you, and then maybe afterwards we can share a little bit together. All right, I don't know when the tape or when this message was given, but Uncle Hans went to be with the Lord in 1969, and so it had to be before 1969. But the message speaks to us today, and you'll hear it. You'll hear that it'll resonate in your heart, I trust. All right, so we can be seated, and we'll sing the last verse. When we